The Me Too movement has been a game changer for many women, but what about men? Well, in Wyoming, there's a new victim advocacy group that's designed to allow men to discuss the problems of sexual violence with other men and help them become better advocates for women. Wyoming Public Radio's Maggie Mullen reports from the Mountain West News Bureau.
Safe Project in Laramie is a cluster of beige buildings in a mostly residential neighborhood.
Hi, Maggie. Oh, this is fun.
Maggie. Livy Garish answers the door. She's worked here for the past year as a victim advocate. She tells me that historically, there haven't been a lot of sexual assault and domestic violence prevention programs that reach out to men.
It's kind of a up-and-coming buzz right now is engaging men in the work in gender-based violence.
And it's a buzz Garish wants to be a part of. So she developed the Safe Men program as an experiment. It takes 10 men from the community and puts them through an intensive training over 12 months. They'll meet about once a month.
We're trying to have them be basically gender-based violence almost experts in a whole year, which of course we're not going to accomplish.
Garish says there's a reason the program is spread over a year.
If you were to condense this into 2 weeks, that would be a very depressing 2 weeks, and I don't think it would be really enough time to process that.
And there's a lot to cover. Garish says after an initial meet and greet, they get down to the stark realities.
We're going to be talking about sexual assault. We're going to be talking about stalking, child abuse, community organizing, basically everything that falls under the umbrella of gender-based violence.
I know there's a problem.
That's Jason Savari. When he heard about the program, he jumped at the chance of getting involved.
How do I address it? How do I become active against the problem, if that makes sense? And I didn't have many answers to that.
Savari says there wasn't really a space where he could talk about things like gender-based violence with other men. And that's a huge part of the idea behind the project, to create that space.
If it feels like a stupid question or something that you feel uncomfortable asking, that's okay, because that gets the conversation going.
Uncomfortable questions like, why does someone experiencing domestic violence stay with their abuser? Or what are the nuances of consent? The project looked for men from all kinds of backgrounds. Savari is an academic advisor at the University of Wyoming. There's also a teacher in the group, a business owner, a therapist, someone in the medical field, and a police officer, Detective Sergeant Ton Smith.
Dealing with gender-based violence more frequently than most people, I had a lot to bring to the table.
Smith is coming up on his 15-year anniversary with the Laramie Police Department. He says a lot of his caseload involves sexual assault, and something he and the other program participants noticed is how frequently people misunderstand sexual violence.
We realize that society has really relaxed views on what constitutes sexual assault and domestic violence.
But Smith is still optimistic about shifting those views, and so is Livy Garish. She says once you learn and get involved with sexual violence prevention, it's like flipping a light switch.
And sometimes that light switch is hard to turn off. It's something that you're always going to be aware of and something that you're always going to want to do more and know more about. And I think based on the men in our program this year, I can definitely see that being the case for them.
The Safe Men program turned away 50 applicants who wanted in on the first round of workshops. Garish hopes it's just the first of many. For Here and Now, I'm Maggie Mullen in Laramie.